KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Lisa Becker from the Leech Lake DRM. What is your title over there?
I'm the Lead Invasive Species Field Tech.
Okay, and what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about non-native invasive species.
Okay, are there any invasive species that we should be concerned about?
Well, currently we're on the lookout for a few species that aren't here yet, but have the potential to be here. A couple of them that we are concerned about are giant hogweed, which is similar to wild parsnip. Do you know what wild parsnip is?
No, I do not.
It's found in the ditches around roadsides. We see a lot of it. It is got a yellow umbel to it. The concern with that one is when the sap, or you even brush against it, it can cause third-degree burns.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And giant hogweed, it's got the same kind of effects with it. It's not here yet. When it comes here, we're looking at a plant that's 10 to 20 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness. What about purple loosestrife? Is that still an issue?
We are more focused on where it can invade into our wetlands.
Okay.
There's a few spots within the reservation where it's just out of control. We're trying to keep it out of other wetlands.
Okay.
So we monitor along the highways. If we see any plants, we take care of those right away so we don't have to worry about them invading new areas.
So when you say take care of them, how do you guys do that?
We pull the whole plant.
Really?
We pull the whole plant and then we make a UTM, a point, so that we can monitor later on and make sure that it's not coming back up.
Okay. Do you guys have to burn them once you get them out? Keep them from spreading kind of thing?
We make sure that they don't come back.
Okay. What should we keep in mind when we purchase plants at nurseries?
Well, before you go there, it's usually a good thing to check for whether or not you have a non-native or a native plant, because a lot of plants at nurseries are not native to the area.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For instance, one that you do find at nurseries is called foxglove. Now, there's one that's on the list that we eradicate if you find it.
Okay.
It's called Grecian foxglove. Now, that one's a concern for a couple of reasons, because it's not from here. It's found to be very invasive. It can invade areas that it's not supposed to be.
Okay.
And it also has health effects with it.
Really? Like what?
Oh, people can get hives, have a cardiac arrest even. I mean, it is a very dangerous plant. It's toxic.
Oh, it's just toxic.
It's a toxic plant.
Okay. Note to self, stay away from that.
Well, it's actually a very popular plant.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of the plants that you see that are now on the invasive list,
uh-huh.
A lot of them are actually horticulture escapees, like purple loosestrife.
Mm-hmm.
Or wild parsnip, that was edible. That's what they use that for.
Okay.
And so if it's not from here, it's probably a good thing to be a little more wary of it.
Okay. How would I identify something that's not from here, like what we just talked about?
Well, a lot of them have scientific names on them. Mm-hmm. If you see Japonica, that usually means it's not from here.
Okay.
I think it would be a good lit if you are considering having your own garden, maybe just a little bit of foresight and looking at the list prior to going out, just seeing what's native.
Okay.
Because then you can also see if you want something that's, if you don't want your deer to get it, or if you don't want it to have an impact on our native pollinators, you can consider that.
Okay. Does that grow in the wild then? If you're not getting it from the nursery, will it just pop up in the wild there?
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
For invasive species, these are ones that don't need our help anymore to reproduce.
Okay. How would you be able to identify them? Because, I mean, someone like me walking around outside would have no clue as to what is going on.
Yeah, and I understand that. There's actually a lot of good resources.
Okay.
On our website, there is a list of what we are on the lookout for,
okay,
as well as what might be coming. Now, if a person, you know, decides to look at that list and then they're out there and they go, oh, this doesn't look quite like something I've ever seen before,
uh-huh,
we want to hear about it. Because if it is something that's not here, that has the potential, we want to make sure that we take care of it, and then we need to report it.
Okay. All right. How do you know the difference between a weed and an invasive species?
Well, weeds are just any undesirable plant. So if you've got a garden and there's something there you don't want growing, that's a weed.
Okay.
Invasive species is something that is able to cause harm to either your health, the forest, or the economy. That's the definition. Now, we focus on non-native ones, ones that are not from here.
All right. Do you just handle the plant invasive species, or do you handle
the other
stuff too? There's
a lot of different people who are on the lookout for the aquatics.
Okay.
So for aquatics, we watch purple loosestrife, and if we get a call that there is potentially something, we might go verify.
Okay.
But most of the time, that's going to be counties in the state taking care of that.
Okay. Does the DRM, do they have somebody that keeps an eye out for, like, maybe the invasive bugs, beetles, zebra mussels, whatever those things are that are out there? Or do you guys just handle the plants?
We verify. If we have someone asking us about it,
okay,
we're the ones that'll go out and look.
Excellent. Well, I'll have to have you come look at my property anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we might consider to be weeds, but that does not mean invasive.
Okay, I know purple loosestrife is really pretty.
It is a gorgeous plant.
Is there like a kind of, I'm trying to think, a penalty for, like, let's say you take it out of the wild and you plant it in the yard because you don't know any better? Can you get fined for that or something?
Yes, you can get in big trouble for that. That is something you have to remove from your property if you have it on your property.
Okay.
And there's a lot of native plants. Like, we have fireweed, we have blue vervain, we have blazing star. All of these are beautiful plants, but they're native.
Okay.
So if you're thinking of a beautiful plant in your yard, you could think of something besides purple loosestrife.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't intentionally do that, but I was just curious.
Yep, no.
I've seen it on the side of the road, and I think it's gorgeous.
It is a very pretty plant.
All right. Lisa, if we have any questions, how do we get a hold of you?
You can give me a call at 218-335-7408.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for coming in today. Very interesting topic. Hey, that's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.